Today I'm chatting with Aaron Wells of Aaron Wells Furniture, and Aaron creates custom furniture and design work. He is a wood artist here in Cookeville, Tennessee. Hey Aaron, how's it going?
Very good, thanks.
Good, thank you for coming out. So I know your wife Serena.
Yep.
She grows beautiful blossoming flowers.
Yes.
She's probably pretty busy right now.
She is very busy right now.
Yeah.
Springtime.
So you guys are both creative. So she does the gardening and then you create furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know that you created furniture. I found you on Instagram and then I realized who you were.
Right.
You were Serena's husband. And I was like, wow, this furniture is like really good. It's like clean and efficient and it's beautiful. And I love it. It's gorgeous work. How did you get into it?
Woodworking really started probably early 20s, right after college. We had a little house in town here. It needed some work, and I started building cabinets and refinishing hardwood floors, and kind of that morphed into building furniture, and I built a piece for my parents, and it kind of spiraled out of control from there.
It's out of control?
Not really, I guess, but it's definitely a big part of who I am now. One big passion for me, and if I have a choice of what I want to be doing, it's working in my workshop.
So, would you prefer that to going to your 9-to-5?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, but I think having the 9-to-5 kind of affords me the ability now to have that be my escape.
Mm-hmm.
If that was my 9-to-5, I kind of wonder if it would be as enjoyable, if it would be a job at that point, you know?
Yeah, it's different, you know, because it's my 9-to-5, but it's different when you're, I don't know, something about working for yourself and creating all day. It's very enjoyable.
Yeah,
I don't know, but maybe maybe that's just me.
And I struggle with that a lot, because in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know, I could try to move out of this corporate thing early, early retirement, call it, and try to transition more to this woodworking. And that's kind of on my mind in the next, 15 to 20 years, if that's the plan, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I took a leap. I just said, I'm just doing this, mm-hmm. and I'm just going to see what happens. And it worked out. I'm on my fifth year of being in business.
Yeah, that's great. I really commend people that can do that.
Yeah.
I think that's a big challenge.
I think working a normal job for me would be kind of like torture. I think when you have like that creative mind and creative energy, I think going to a normal like job with a lot of structure, would be difficult. So, so you create loungers and beds, jewelry cabinets, tables, cabinets, end tables, chairs. Is there something that's like your favorite thing?
Lately, I'm really trying to focus on seating. I think there's a lot of design space to explore with seating, and a lot of customization. So I think part of my business and selling this to people is that it's the unique experience of having something completely tailored to you and your space.
Mm.
And so seating affords that because you can really get into the ergonomics of it for the individual and start sizing different components or different angles for that person's particular size or body type.
So you measure people?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, you can. And you get it that deep into the weeds with it.
How about the cushions? How do you, those look really nice. How do you make those?
It depends. So some stuff I'll outsource and just have an upholstery shop do. If it's something just like a slip seat for like a dining chair, I can probably handle that.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on the level of complexity.
Gotcha. And you have a favorite type of wood?
Yeah. If I look back at the pieces I've done in the past and the things I really like that I made, a lot of them are in cherry. That seems to be my go-to. I really like a lot of stuff. I do a lot of handwork. So if something's easier to work by hand, that's more enjoyable.
Mm.
So things like cherry, walnut's really nice to work, even maple to some extent's really good.
So it's not so much even how much it looks, but what it looks like, but more how easy it is to work with.
How easy it is to process too, because the process is definitely part of it.
Gotcha. All right, more of our conversation with Aaron Wells coming up on The Scene. I'm here with Aaron Wells. He is a Cookeville artist. He makes custom furniture and design work. He creates loungers, beds, jewelry cabinets, tables, cabinets and tables, chairs, and they all have a modern design to them, and they're sleek and beautiful and absolutely gorgeous. They look like they should be in a really high-end furniture store. Like, they just are amazing. Why don't you walk me through step-by-step how you create, let's say, a table for our listeners. Just run us through that.
Okay. So if I'm making a commission for a client, it usually starts with some discussion about what the piece is going to be used for. So, for instance, is it a dining table? Is it a hall table? Is it a side table? So that kind of dictates some general dimensions. Say a dining table needs to be 29 to 30 inches tall. And I'll ask questions about what their space is, where it's going to live. And then I'll put some boundaries around what the dimensions need to be. And then we'll have discussions about what they're stylistically they're looking for, if they have any concepts they have in mind, or if they're just kind of open to let me run with ideas. We may talk about wood species a little bit and what to use. And some people have very clear ideas of what they want, and some people have no idea. So we may look at samples and kind of present a range of ideas. So from there, I'll try to do a handful of just hand sketches of different ideas. And those will kind of cover a range of thoughts. And I try to make them purposely different. And then go back to the client and say, okay, pick something you like about these and tell me why you like it. Or, if it's different components of different concepts, that's fine. We can kind of merge them together. So through that process, we'll kind of come to some rough understanding what direction we want to go in. And I'll try to take that to a more of a formalized CAD model. So using some of my engineering background, I'll actually model this up. And that helps me kind of work through the making process as well, because I can think about joinery, I can think about process steps and how that's going to flow in making it, and besides giving me kind of a really structured plan of attack. So once the design process is kind of complete, then it's about material selection. So I usually keep a decent amount of material on hand. If not, we have to go searching for it, which can be somewhat of a time-consuming process just to find quality material, right species, availability, all that stuff. But once we have the material, then I'll start looking for components within that material. So wood is not this homogeneous material where you have a board and you can take your component out of the end of it and your next component comes out of the next piece. I really try to take the time to look at the grain graphics and say, this component needs to have a grain pattern that kind of looks like this. And where can I find that? And if it's in the middle of a board at some weird angle, you got to make that decision and make that cut and say, that's the piece I need. And you're going to create scrap and it's going to be a little bit wasteful, but the end piece is really going to benefit from that selection. So after you kind of find those components in your rough lumber, then it's all about processing, milling to dimensions. After that, it's really you're working on joinery. So these are machine steps, kind of what I call the rough process. At this point, I would have, a pile of parts ready to start to assemble. From there, they go from my machine room, as I call it, into the bench room. So it's workbench. And so that's a lot of hand tools, a lot of more intimate involvement with the material. Things like refining the joinery, the fit of the joinery, just make sure it's perfect. Cleaning up surfaces with hand planes or hand tools. Leaving some evidence that somebody actually made this piece and it didn't, come out of a big CNC machine or something.
Mm-hmm.
So once you kind of have those things done, your parts are ready to assemble, then you're gluing stuff up just for ease of assembly. You typically do that in stages. So you may have sub-assemblies where you start to put that together, and then you eventually you get to a finished piece. And then you apply some sort of finish to the material. And that's really where things start to shine.
More of our conversation with Aaron Wells coming up on the scene. I'm here today with Aaron Wells. He creates custom furniture. And Aaron, so how do you come up with the designs for your furniture? Are you like constantly scrolling through magazines, going online, or they just pop in your head? How does it work?
Yeah, I'm a big consumer of online imagery, like Instagram or Pinterest, or another site I really like is a site called First Dibs. So it's an auction site, but they have a lot of antique or period pieces to go scroll through and look at for inspiration. Also, there's always been this really close relationship between furniture and architecture. So, you know, home magazines, advertisements or sales brochures, I always be look at them and I'll pick out the piece of furniture in it and then I'll kind of zoom in on that. And other makers as well. I like to see what other people are doing. Just the wealth of knowledge and creativity out there is really inspirational to see what other people are doing.
Yeah, it is. I find that I have like a handful of favorite artists, like a small handful. And when I create a painting, I'm like using elements from all the things about the artists that inspire me. And then I'm kind of just putting them all together with my own essence. And I think we're so fortunate now as artists to have the internet, and you know, you can just see so much. Yep. And you get so inspired. Do you get inspired just by like taking a walk out in nature and being around the trees?
In a way, yeah. So I look at them like, boy, I'll bet that's some nice material.
I'm going to go cut that down.
I'm going to cut that down. Yeah.
Did you all lose any trees in the winter storm?
We did. And we have a lot of trees in our property, but the stuff that comes down is never...
Pine?
Well, it's always these small diameter, you know, stuff that's not useful.
Yeah.
And, you know, it takes a really big tree to get nice lumber out of.
Oh, yeah.
So they're few and far between. But kind of going back to your comment about inspiration, it's a bit of a blessing and a curse to see all those different makers and all this different work, because you start to wonder, do I really have any unique ideas? Am I really bringing anything to the table, or am I just assembling all these things I've seen?
Yeah.
And it's a bit of both, because they say there's no new ideas. It's just, you're kind of interpreting something somebody else has already done.
I've heard that before. And so I'm like, I'm at a point where I know what you're talking about. But I think we're all here to inspire one another, you know, like, I don't know. I just think we're all a big, you know, collective, just a one mind, just here to inspire each other. But I get what you're saying. Yeah, you do kind of wonder sometimes. But you know it comes from you, because mm-hmm. Do you ever like look at a piece and you're like, how did I do that? Like, this is amazing.
Yeah. And for me, I look at the pieces and I think about the permanence they're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what I enjoy about furniture making is, and I kid with people, I say, when they buy a piece, I said, you know, I guarantee it for the first 100 years. After that, you're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way I feel about it. And that's the kind of the effort I want to put into it, and that those pieces are going to last, whether people's enthusiasm for them lasts, who knows, but...
100% right there with you. I always tell people when I sell a painting, I'm like, you'll have this forever and you'll pass it on to your children and they'll pass it on to their children. And it's, I think the same thing with furniture. I'm very attached to the furniture that I have. It's all solid wood, you know, and I want to have it forever. I think furniture is just like that. So, where can people find your work?
Yeah. So I'm most active these days on Instagram. So my main page is AM Wells Furniture, and that's where I'm usually posting, you know, in-process pictures and stuff I'm actively working on. I have another page, it's just Aaron Wells Furniture, that's kind of the gallery page, if you will. It's just the finished pieces.
Your website?
Another Instagram page.
Oh, okay.
And then also I have a web page, it's AaronMWells.com. furniture.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And your work is amazing.
Thank you very much.
All right.